I'm recording now.
Wait, can somebody tell me what the whole milk thing was the other day?
What?
Because you said milk instead of milk.
Milk?
It's milk.
Yeah, you say milk.
Milk?
Milk. It's M-I-L-K, milk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you say it like it's got an E in it. Abby does the same thing.
Milk?
It's milk.
She says milk.
Milk? Milk. Is it like the whole water thing?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, water. The what?
Water.
Water?
Water.
Water.
Water? We're recording.
There's a narrower mouth when, you know, East Coasters say water.
Water. We're just dumb.
No, you're not dumb. It's just a...
No, I am.
Are we streaming?
Up in Boston. Yeah, when we go to Boston, we got to make sure our khakis aren't in khakis, but not the other way around.
Khakis. Yeah.
Get
you a Southie accent. Anyway, I'm going to go live.
Speaking of live. Accents, there were none in this movie.
There weren't.
They're all American. I'll wait until you're
it's
live.
It's set in Canada, though.
It is set. Well, the director's Canadian. Is it actually set in Canada?
Well, yeah, there was like a poster in the back for like a Canadian web address.
Side note, while we wait for the stream to go live, do you guys like what I named the last episode?
Oh, I didn't even see it. Yeah.
Yeah, go look at it real quick and tell me if you like the name.
All right, I'll look at it real quick.
When did this come out? Last year?
Yes. 2021. That was last year, right?
Yes.
Okay. Look, I'm so confused on everything anymore.
That's okay. So am I. Hey, guys. Welcome to Apartment Theater.
Hey!
Oh, we're live now.
We're live! We're here now.
I'm trying to see what...
Justin shaved 5 years off his face.
Yeah, now I'm 12.
People that are listening... Ooh. Don't see that, but if you're watching, you can. It's very interesting.
Very interesting. Yeah, but then when you see me with facial hair, it's like, oh, it's awful. So no matter what, I look like shit.
It's a lose-lose situation.
Yeah.
You need to like keep your beard oiled and looking sharp.
No matter how much you oil it, it's gonna look patchy. Seize the day, really. Amazing.
Isn't it glorious? It's good, though, right?
It's good. Welcome to the show.
We already said welcome. Whose movie was this?
Welcome.
This was Cass's.
Cass? I'm confused by the day of the week. We did too many in the same weekend that my brain got.
Two?
Two. We did two in a week.
Wow. So many.
So... sticking with our very gay theme for Pride Month.
Pride Month!
/ queer theme. They all kind of mean the same thing, right?
Rainbows. Maybe.
I don't know. Rainbows. I don't know how time works. Anyway, I picked The Retreat. Which...
It's not about cops.
Yeah, there weren't cops in this movie.
Not shocking.
Good.
At all, actually.
You know what? That's how we know it wasn't shot in America. There was no cops.
There was no cops.
There's none.
So, basically, the entire reason I picked this movie is because there was a picture of a cabin on the front on the movie poster. And the cabin looks suspiciously like the cabin from the Evil Dead movies and literally any horror movie that takes place in a cabin in the woods. Because apparently there's only one style of cabin that gets built in woods ever, which is super weird to me, but whatever.
It helps keep things consistent, you know?
It does. Which... Interestingly enough, we really don't spend a whole lot of time in this cabin at all. For
maybe like 2 minutes.
Like on the Boaster. We also don't really spend a whole lot of time with bear traps either. Like, we get it a little bit, but it's mostly just kind of like a 5-minute inconvenience. Anyway, I would sum this movie up as the most dangerous game, but with gay people, very specifically. And then gay rage takes over and it wins.
I want to say
that's basically it.
Gay rage.
Gay butch gay rage. That girl was a butch, and that is why that anger came out.
I don't like the first half of the movie for many fucking reasons.
Let's talk about it. So for one, I love that it starts out with our two gay boys, and I love that our second gay boy is a token white guy that follows the weird, strange sound in the woods.
The fucking caucasity. That's what the TikTokers say. The caucasity. If you hear fucking noises in the woods, do not follow it. Indigenous people are people of color say do not follow spooky noises at night in the woods. Don't do it. This motherfucker does it.
And disappears.
And
yeah. You know, at least we can say the boyfriend was just like, don't do that. No. But so he had some common sense.
But he still did it. He still went out in the woods. Like, even common sense would tell you. So, first of all, one of our opening scenes is a big white truck with the stupid fucking Spencer's testicles hanging off the fucking tail hitch. We hate this small town. Why are we here? I don't understand. Why would you buy a cabin in the woods here?
Yeah, this clearly
weird
backwater. This place probably doesn't like gay people kind of place. You think you'd scope out the area a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
But I was thinking that maybe that it was like a fake listing, you know? Like, ooh, this is actually, we made it look like gay people own it, but really they don't. And I think that's kind of the gist of it.
I think
that's what I thought.
Yeah, I think that's what they did.
But
I don't think they purchased it. They were just doing a getaway for like their engagement or some shit.
Right, but it was like a gay Airbnb.
Exactly.
But I was thinking like the people that were setting up this whole thing, like I was thinking that they made like a fake listing of this is their place, like use like a stock image thing.
Queer friendly.
And it's not queer friendly town.
And it's not that's what I kind of thought too, but then like one of the hunter guys says at one point, like, I just wanted to scare the neighbors. I didn't want to do this shit or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. So and we have our
I'm like, so did the like gay couple at the beginning actually buy the place and then was like, hey, I just bought this place, let's go, you know, hang out for the weekend plan the wedding. Like,
you have to think, like, at least
weird,
like where I live, like if even if you're an Airbnb or if you're in like a temporary spot, your neighbors will call you neighbors because you are near them, so they will call you neighbors. You might not directly be like a technical neighbor, but I could be like, just like, that's just how I see it. It's something else. We then thusly, after those two disappear, we then thusly cut to our main couple,
our main girls.
The one has commitment issues and the other one just wants her to commit.
A stereotypical butch one and the feminine one.
She's both not even that pretty butch, though.
I mean,
not to me.
Sure. Yeah. But to me, I was like, well, she's clearly a gay character. I felt like they almost made it like, we have to make sure that they are the opposite spectrums here, so that we can't make her too butch, but we gotta make it to where spectrums. We gotta make sure that clearly this is the more masculine one, and this one's clearly the more feminine one.
Well, they do also explain that a little bit when they're going on their little walk, and she's explaining like all the stuff they see in the woods because she grew up with a hunting family.
Yeah.
So, which doesn't really come into play at all. Like, no. Not at all.
No, she makes terrible decisions the whole way.
You think, like,
kind of. She also doesn't know how to hold a shotgun.
No one does.
Well, no, that was bugging me. Holy shit. And then I'm like, you know what?
Like, fully gripping the fucking barrel.
Like, well, Garland. You have to think that hand had a broken, she broke her thumb.
No.
Which,
so,
by the way, this entire thing pissed me off. Because
was she actually hold?
Yeah.
The thumb that she broke was her left thumb, she was left-handed. Right. So she's holding it here with the thumb being stupid, and then she's like, she has her right hand almost completely over the barrel.
Yeah,
and like really far forward.
It's so awkward.
It's really bizarre looking. I'm like, you're not even holding the fucking thing to cock the gun.
That killed me was when she took the gun and like put it over her arm.
Yeah, to steady it.
Yeah. And I'm like, you're gonna fire. If you fire that gun, you're gonna blast it back. And
yeah, that thing's gonna fly up. And
also, she's shooting a shotgun. Sorry, this is something that happens towards like the very end, but it was just killing me. Was like, she's shooting at the like the last bad guy that is still alive, but she's shooting him with a shotgun, and he is like a distance away, and he has a sniper rifle.
Yeah. He's got a fucking rifle.
She has two bullets, and he puts his sniper rifle down, and then pulls out a pistol and walks up to her.
He might not had ammo in it.
And I'm like, if you...
I don't know.
You just use the pistol from far away. Why are you walking up to her?
We have these hillbillies, I guess, the best way to put them.
The stereotypical... this is... If you were to think of someone... who hates gay people, you would think it was these people.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Everybody's a stereotype in this movie.
Every single one. Our lesbian tough couple go up to meet their gay friends. They get there. Gay guys aren't there. They go on a walk. Thusly, then see
that. And they only invite one other couple?
Well,
they're having this party. You're only going to invite one other group.
We won't get into that.
One other couple. That's it. Okay.
So then they go on their walk. Then while they're on like this cute little like mini picnic, which I have to say, it's pretty. The one girl's just like, there's somebody watching us. So she's like, honestly, smart thing. You see something moving is watching you. Pack it up and you leave. For once, something smart. And they get to the house, and her car's gone. They thusly discover that it was driven into the river. And the cell phone's gone. They go upstairs and then come back downstairs. This whole time, too, the only time I think her hunting family skills come in track, and it's mostly just obvious thing, is the muddy footprints through the house and then the random cigarette in the weeds. But... I don't know that dead couple. I thought the dead couple on the couch were the guys.
It was the guys. But that's what I thought too.
But they weren't.
Yeah.
Yeah. They said something about, oh, is that the host?
I think maybe it was an Airbnb.
I mean, yeah. They say that I won't, like, it's a B&B. It's a gay B&B. I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of confusing context lines.
Because, like, in this movie. Part did confuse me.
Maybe I just wasn't paying attention enough. I don't know.
Because I was asleep.
I was getting real antsy when we were, you know, torturing and killing people.
Yeah. So you know. Then we got into these guys. the girls get captured. Well, they start running to get out of there. The one girl steps in a bear trap. And, you know, that's going to hurt. Mm-hmm. That's going to hurt. The girlfriend or whatever the hell
just
she is.
Just pissed me off too. This fucking scene.
It's just like, let me go get something from the car that went into the lake. Like, you know somebody's chasing you. Not just mm-hmm. that, you're in the middle of the woods, in which case woods have predators, and you're just gonna leave your girlfriend in a bear trap on the ground.
Yeah. Not to mention, like, you're being hunted by people. Like, here's the thing. That's not how bear traps work. I mean, it is how bear traps work, but, like, they literally have fucking levers on them to make it so you can open it and do it safely. Like, now it's possible that said hunters could have, like, rigged the bear trap so that way they couldn't do that.
But that'd be silly. But
that would be fucking stupid.
That'd be too intelligent.
I must have missed a part where they found out that the car was in the lake. Because the only thing that happened for me was like, I'm going to go get the crowbar. And then she hops into the lake. And I'm like, when was this established the lake?
When they go to leave the house again, after the host part, and they look over, and then the one girl or Val is like, your car. And you see like the top of the car and like the little lake.
Yeah. Okay, so I must have
pond or something. Yeah.
I must have missed that part because I was just confused. Like, my mind was also just all right. So this is what's gonna happen in this movie, and every single
beat
happened. Like, I have watched this movie before. I have watched this movie many, many times.
Oh yeah.
And it's always. I was like, okay, so it's going to be a movie where, you have the gay people. They're going to see the first couple die off or whatever. They're going to survive. That's just kind of how it's going to, because they're going to go on killing rampage mode and kill all the people that were doing shit. Mm-hmm. Even though really they only needed to kill two people and they could have just left because the other guy was just fucking off in the woods.
Yeah.
They could have just grabbed car keys from whoever dead person.
So when the one girl gets caught or whatever, because she comes back, Val's gone, she gets caught, and then she's in like a Saw room pretty much. Like, you probably would think you just stepped into like hillbilly Saw. Like, that's how it was seemed. And you see her look out the window and you see the guy creep behind her and she thought she was going to die, find out that they're a couple. And at this point, you still didn't know where Val was, and the girl was cooking. So I come to the consideration, I'm like, are they cannibals?
I thought that too.
I forgot what the other girl looked like, and I thought it was her, and I was really confused because they kind of looked a little similar.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is she doing in this house? And I'm like, maybe she like drags people out here to get them killed. And I'm like, that would have been more interesting, but no, that's not what happened at all.
That scene where she is, her hands are zip tied together, which are then chained to the ground. Her hands are zip tied with a chain. I'm like, literally all you have to do is pull up really fucking hard a couple of times and that zip tie is gonna break. And it takes her like 5 fucking hours, it seems like, to figure out how to get this goddamn zip tie off of her arm.
Not just that. If you don't have this chain to pull up, you can pull it down onto your knee, like, and snap it like that.
Yeah. You use your fucking shoelaces. Take your shoelace out and do the little saw action. Like, there's 400 different fucking ways that she could have broken this goddamn zip tie. It's not one of those super fat, thick zip ties that, like, the cops use, which you can still fucking get out of. It's like a fucking Home Depot zip tie. Like,
yeah. They're hillbillies. Like, they don't spend a lot of money.
They're fucking stupid. Like, you could kind of tell in this that, like, this was something that they did not think through very well.
And they didn't.
But it seemed like they had done it a couple of times. Like, there's at least one other couple that they have done it to that we are aware of.
Right.
There's a lot of nuance in it that bothers me.
I think the
impracticality.
So you have like I guess you have like the main three that are like the friend, the husband, and the wife, and then you have this other guy that just wanted to scare them. They shoot that guy.
So our red shirt.
what was making it, and then they were doing like horror porn. I don't know exactly what it's called. I'm pretty sure it's torture porn.
Were doing like torture porn shit.
So they were
literal
on
torture porn.
Yeah, which is a thing. Like, this is a legitimate thing that happens.
That viewer count of 2,000 people.
Yeah, it's only 2,000 people. But the point
is, I wouldn't mind if 2,000 people were watching us.
Yeah, but
the point is, like, 2,000 people is still a lot of people. There is 2,000 people.
Yeah, 2,000 people that we need to just
that are watching guys axe another guy.
Yeah.
Like, by the way, it also pissed me off when the girl gets out. I was so happy when she like hit the wife in the head with
me too.
With the bat. I'm like, fuck yeah. And then she went to go hit it again and she's like questioning herself. And I'm like, no, fuck that. I would have hit her again.
Yeah, I was really confused by that. It's like this lady was a piece of shit to you and was gonna watch you die. Why wouldn't you just kill her at that point?
Well, I think at that point she or Renee only was aware that like they had been kidnapped. She wasn't aware that people were being tortured and killed yet.
Well, yeah, I mean, she saw the camera up there too, so she assumed like something was going.
They're being watched.
But still, like she was toying with her before. Like, here's some. Look at your phone. I can't hear you. Bitch.
Yeah,
yeah.
She still had a little bit of morality. That is the other thing too, like that chain that she was, you know, chained up with, she could have wrapped that around her fucking fist and like bashed that chick in the head with it real quick. Like when
she never makes any smart decisions in this movie.
I like that we're just like thinking of like wonderful ways to beat the shit out of the wife.
I mean, she deserved it. So
why is it that every time that it's like, oh, here's some people that are going to get tortured or whatever, it's always, we're going to do this viral sensation thing. It's always some viral, like it was some one of the things that pissed me off. And because Until Dawn had that same thing too, where I'm like, oh, we're doing all this to be a viral shut up with the viral sensation thing. It always comes off as like, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Do you thusly find out, you see, you find out that the male couple is alive at that point. So Renee ends up, they do a glimpse of watching the smaller gay boy, Scott, I think.
I honestly don't know which one was which.
It was Scott or Connor.
I didn't care.
Scott, you watch Scott get killed. That's the first thing. And then Renee heard Val screaming and went into the shack to see Connor and Val, and they were just, I don't know, she had a weapon and she just watched Connor get axed into the stomach, and I'm like, I just would have went for it like a wooden bat you damage. Like, you just, one guy's already turned around, just nail that guy in the back of the dome piece, he's down,
she just
and
watches
then just go
him.
For it again. Yeah.
All right, I guess I'm just gonna watch, because like, go for the guy that has the camera first. And because he's the bigger guy anyway, then go for the other guy. But like, what are you doing? You're just sitting on your thumbs here. Just, I guess I should wait. And then I'll go get the other person. Like, oh, my friend died. Yep.
I mean, sure, she is outnumbered, so I kind of get it.
I mean, I would have just went for it.
I feel like as soon as like I saw that axe coming up, I would have been like, you know what? Fuck it. We're just going ham. Like, let's fucking go. Like,
I think she could have gotten a couple swings in.
Yeah.
I think she could have saved the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you find out Val and Connor, though, do have a close relationship because they were saying they love each other and then Connor died.
Close. This character that just, they knew each other and then just,
She didn't seem to know Scott. I guess, it was probably one of those things. They were really close and, we'll say they're out of college age really close in college, kept in contact, didn't really hang out.
We barely knew the characters, and
yeah.
So it was like, there was they're connection. Dead. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like, it could have just been random
kinda
people.
Hard to care about them.
Yeah. Who gives a shit?
They could have saved Connor.
And then
something else I noticed, at no point was anyone's feet tied up. And I'm like,
I think the education level of the hunters makes sense. Like, it's pretty on par. Like, I think
how
that's
are they getting internet
accurate.
All the way out there?
They did have a pretty big tower. Oh, like, also, when the wife just like comes like barely in, like following around, I was like, oh, you know, she's got, for one, I give her credit to be getting up right now, but you know, she is hurt because she's like, she got out. She looked
that's
like
why
she
I was like, why didn't you kill her?
Like 5 hours.
Why didn't you kill her? Of course she's not. And I was like, she's not dead. Clearly she's not dead. Yeah. She's going to get up
and she
do
still
something.
Had morals at that point.
Yeah.
We'll say it's at that been, point.
She didn't kill her the first time. So that way we could get the very, very satisfying fucking 1990s computer drop on her.
Why do they have this monitor?
Why do they have it? We don't know. They have a really fucking fancy house. Meanwhile, all of their computer equipment and like... is like from
They're
the 90s
not-
or early 2000s.
But they had flat panel monitors, except for this one random monitor that was just sitting there.
I think they aren't proper. They must have just got into streaming, like, kind of thing. Because, like...
Yeah, you use what you have. You just get into it, you use what you have.
Yeah.
Even though
that's
they
a
have,
new
like,
business.
A $2,000 camera.
That, yeah. That camera is so much more than $2,000.
Oh,
is
yeah,
like,
it was
that's
a lot.
Like...
They probably rent it.
Camera.
Honestly.
Maybe. Where are they fucking going to rent that in a small town? You think they have cameras?
Who's providing internet to these people?
I do like that. I don't know when she grabbed the axe, but when Renee and the
I have no idea where the axe came from.
Yeah, Renee and the one friend were like, and she was getting choked out by Renee. Obviously, Renee wasn't into choking. He gets axed in the back of the head by Val, and I'm like, when did she get the axe? Because she couldn't have gone back to get it. She's limping because her leg is like. By the way, no idea how her ankle's not broken. A bear trap.
Oh yeah,
caused damage.
Yeah, that would have caused some serious damage. And why they didn't split? Like she wraps her ankle at one point, but she doesn't splint it. And I'm like, baby girl, you need to splint that thing.
Why did? Yeah. Why did the one girl, like the one that was about to get choked? She's going for the shotgun, but the bat is right next to her.
I know.
Why didn't she? Why didn't she go for the bat instead of the shotgun?
Stress. Situation.
Yeah, but that was kind of also when she was getting choked, just poke him in the eye.
Yeah.
Fuck. He like, just get him in the, like your arms are clearly able to reach this guy. Just poke him. Get him.
Green Inferno that shit. Let's go.
Just get him in the eyes. Like you're just sitting there. Just I guess I'm just gonna die. Like no, just
I mean these girls are in for some years of trauma. Years of trauma. And then at the end, I was kind of thinking that they got like those guys like were too willing to help them. Like, no offense. Well, they were Canadian. Canadians actually are a little nicer, but were very, very like, I don't know. They were very willing to help these two.
I thought she was
like,
yeah,
get it. I thought they were going to go right back into the same situation.
Here's the thing.
Different people.
So I think they did go back. Because when the like first shot of them, I like that we just like totally skipped to the end, but it's fine.
That's how I felt about it. It's like, oh, cool, it's over. Good.
It's over. But the first shot that we see of the road is that same deer crossing sign that we saw at the beginning when they're driving into town. It's the same kind that they're driving out. No, they're driving in. It's the same side, on the same side of the road when they were driving into town, and then we see her fucking balloons in the trees. So I think they fucking Texas Chainsaw Massacred us, and we're not getting out.
But they do get out in Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Only one person survives in the first one.
I don't think she did she?
She does. Yeah, she gets out.
And she's got the, like, baby in the seat next to her?
What?
What?
Is that not Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Okay, well, here's the thing. There's many.
Many?
Yeah.
Okay, well, the one that I saw, so, you think she gets out, she's in the car. Oh, wait, no, maybe that was Hills Have Eyes?
I don't remember anything from Hills Have
Eyes. I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I don't remember these movies at all.
It's because all of these movies were the fucking same. Yeah.
It's because they're all the same.
It could have been like Texas Chainsaw Massacre, but like, Texas Chainsaw Massacre at least has atmosphere to it where there's like a sense of dread and it's hot and sweaty and you don't want to be there. This is just like, we're in the woods. Clearly we're in the woods. Yeah. Like, I feel like
these girls survive by dumb luck.
It reminded me of another movie. It was Hostel. Mm. Because that movie ends almost the exact same like beat, kind of, where walking on down Convenient Avenue, oh, here's all the people that fucked you over or whatever, you can hit them with your car now. Mm. Like, everything, it was just, oh, well, that was convenient for them to do this and that, and then, oh, they made it out. Mm. Oh, this chick knows how to use a sniper rifle? Okay. And that's how...
The reason I know they didn't go back, like, to, like, these people being... Maybe I had the idea maybe they watch these people stream, but I don't know. It was too of a happy feeling of an end. Like, they gave it too much like bubbles to like feel like they're getting like a repeat. But I guess I could also see them helping because this one girl's limping. They're all covered in blood. I'd be a little questionable on what's going on.
Probably wouldn't have had him sit in the car with me. Probably been like, sit in the bed. Yeah, you're sitting in the bed. I don't know you people. You're covered in blood. Get in the back, please.
Let me put a towel down, like, just in case.
Yeah, let me have you sit directly behind me so that if you... are crazy, you can kill me instantly.
Mm-hmm. It's just too simple. Like, it's okay. It's gonna be okay now. Like, maybe I'm just used to American culture where we don't do that.
It just felt so generic and so by the number. Yeah. And the, like, I keep forgetting my point that I'm trying to make this. No. It'll come back to me eventually. But yeah,
I hope so.
No,
I agree with you.
It tries to think that it's scary. That's all right. I'm back to where I was going.
Okay.
The movie wants to be scary so badly because of all the little horror stings. But it, like, those horror stings that you hear, the loud noises means it's scary. Mm. Just like how, oh, people being loud equals funny. It's weird how that correlates. Loud thing equals the genre, right? No. Mm-mm. It's like people hate laugh tracks in comedies. That's all, like, these horror stings for when a moment's not scary, it's just hearing that laugh track, like, maybe someone got scared from hearing the sound. All right, it's time to be scared now. You heard the scary sound. No, it didn't earn it ever. It was just like, okay. Like, there was one point where she's looking out into the woods and the I'm like, I don't even see what the fuck you're even like. There's nothing there. I couldn't see it. There was
a dude out there watching her.
And then, I saw him. Finally, I saw the guy, but like, for the most part, I was like, I don't see, like, what am I looking at here? I don't see anybody. And one of the things I think I would have liked, because they were talking about like, oh, I don't want to die to some camo fuck. There's a movie called The Invisible Man, where the whole time watching that movie, you are looking around and you're like, is this motherfucker here or is she crazy? I don't know, but I'm talking about the one from 2020 or 2019 or whatever, the one with Elizabeth Moss in it. But the whole time you're paranoid because you're like, I'm pretty sure the guy is there. He has to be. Shit's moving or something. Like she can't be crazy, right? Like, or maybe she is crazy. I don't know. And then it's like, all right, yeah, he's there. I was thinking maybe they were going to try to do the same thing there where, cause the guys are wearing camo. They're like, oh, maybe if you like look around, maybe you can see them like hiding around and looking at them. But it's like, nope, there they are. They're right there. They're right there. They're wearing the camo, but they're right there. There they are. Aren't you scared? They're right there. No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. It would have been better if it was like, I don't know if they're actually watching. Who knows? Like, are we being stalked right now? I don't know. But no, it's just, I found this convenient cigarette thing or whatever it was. Someone's watching us. We better run. Our car's gone. Our car's gone in 10 minutes.
Right? How long was the fucking walk?
Did you leave the keys in the car too?
Yeah.
Well, the guys like hung around very like quickly. Like they were still around with like when they were there. So, and there's the two guys. So they were probably together like right outside.
Well, there was three guys. One of them got shot in the head for some reason.
Because he probably was going to tell.
He doesn't want to spend the rest of his life in jail. Well, maybe you should have thought of that before you started kidnapping people and torturing them and killing them. I don't know.
Have I thought about not being a piece of shit?
No? Yeah, maybe.
I've tried nothing.
Maybe don't suck. Yeah. Try that.
Yeah.
It's just an idea.
Yeah. I find it really hard to believe that anyone would go anywhere without their goddamn cell phone. I don't care that you're in the middle of the woods. Like maybe you don't have service, whatever. Do regular people just like not photograph nature or something? It's a security thing at this point. You just have your goddamn phone on you. You don't leave it places.
Yeah.
Like, unless it's charging or something. Like you don't just, you don't.
If you go somewhere and your friends are supposed to be there and their car is there, but you have no idea where they are.
Yeah.
Why would you go out into the woods then when you don't know where anybody is?
Yeah.
Because I would immediately be like,
sus.
Where the fuck is everybody? But yeah, I'm supposed to just be like, oh, okay, they're going to come back or whatever. No, like, what are you fucking doing? I would wait, if anything, wait at the house at least and be like,
yeah,
where are they? And then when hours go by and they're still not there, especially if your friends didn't tell you, like, hey, and it seems like people get cell service out there, be like, where the fuck are these people at?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they do get service out there because she definitely called him and we see his phone in the woods.
Yep. How are you getting service out here in the middle of fucking nowhere? It was like, okay, they have self-service and they're able to do all this shit. And yet they make all the wrong decisions right off the bat there. Why would you? She was also like looking through the car, like when she breaks free to find the keys to the car that she was able to get in. Who's going to leave their keys in the car? Who's going to leave their keys in the car?
Here's the other thing. That's another thing that I'm like, what the fuck? You're stupid. She steps over the dead guy who drove the car to that house. He most likely has the keys on him. Like, if the keys for that car are going to be anywhere, they're probably going to be on the dead dude.
Yeah,
I mean, they might not be. The other two might have gotten the keys off of him. But, like, clearly they didn't because the car's not locked or anything. Like, the keys are probably right there. That's the other thing. I don't know how new or old that car was, but it looked like a newer car. So, if the doors were unlocked, that means the key fob is near fucking by.
They kill three people and they could have just left. But instead, they go out into the woods to find the last guy They didn't need. They didn't need to.
They didn't need to. That's the gay rage, though.
Yeah,
that was like, just, I don't blame them for that. I'm like, you know, you could have left, and at this point, it would just be, you know, self defense. But since you're sticking around and you're insisting on killing this guy, at this point, it's just murder. But you know what? Go off. I don't care. They suck.
Like, it was, you know, it was just so terrible.
Oh God, yeah.
This movie sucked.
It has a 77%, I think, on Rotten Tomatoes, and I'm like, why?
No.
It's not that good.
It's
like it's fine, but it's predictable. Like, you've seen this movie 100 times. Like,
yeah. There's better ones to watch.
Revenge porn that is,
yeah,
just like lacking on anything.
It is nice that we do get the revenge porn,
I guess.
You know, I do like a good, you know, comeback kind of thing where, you know, we actually start swinging. But the thing is, like I said, I think they survived out of dumb luck.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I can agree.
I just, the smartest thing that Renee did was use the zipper on her boots to take the zip tie off. That was the smartest thing she did.
Yeah.
Well, and we got a little bit of Val's chemistry in there when she mixed up whatever acid it was to throw on the guy's face. I was like, okay.
I was like, as fuck, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I was like, okay, we're making a bomb or like something chemically. I'm into this. Like, we're getting some science in here. Let's go. Let's pull those. And that's like the only time we get like this really cool, like, fuck yeah. And then
she throws the acid in his face. He goes, ah, my face.
Ah, my face.
Hit the guy in the head then as he turns around. You can just run up to him and hit him real quick.
Yeah. But no, you just cut out, Justin.
Oh. It keeps cutting out.
Yeah. Oh. We've lost you a couple of sentences.
Okay.
You're getting too excited.
We could have just hit the guy.
Yeah.
Just hit him. Yeah. Just hit the guy. Because one good swing. You throw the acid in his face, he turns around, you have the bat. Hit him. Hit him. Mm-hmm. But you just let him just run out and wash his face, and now he's fine.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Fucking Abby's trying to come in here and talk to me. We're still recording.
I know that. Jesus.
Anyway.
Red lights on. Leave us alone. Does anybody understand what that means?
Yes, I want food. Sorry. Okay, so yeah, basically to sum it all up, this movie is bland. It's like you went and you went to your friend's house who their mom's a terrible cook and she gave you chicken, but it has no seasoning.
It just has salt and pepper on it.
You almost think that it looks good too.
Almost.
You get distracted. You look from a distance and you're like, hey, this actually could look pretty good. And then you get up close to it and you're like, what is this? What is this abomination? You're like,
oh, is that rosemary?
This
isn't. Like rosemary garlic chicken?
You notice your spice rack and there's only onion powder and garlic powder, salt and pepper.
That's it.
Oh, no.
That's all you get.
There's nothing here. I mean, I'd probably still eat that anyway if it was just those on chicken, whatever. But my point stands that it's like,
yeah,
this movie stunk. This is a stinky movie that,
yeah,
it almost feels like exploitive in a way.
It's a makeout movie.
It is a, like,
yeah,
it's a makeout movie.
It's a makeout movie. It's a movie you go to see just so that way you don't have to watch it. You can just make out. You can make out with your partner.
You can make out during any movie if you try hard enough.
You can. In fact, you can.
Please don't make out to Schindler's List. That's weird. Or Come and See. Do not make out during Russian war movie. Nothing like watching these people burn alive in a house to make me go, I really just want to make out right now. Did you not see the Criterion logo? We are not making out.
This is a serious movie.
This is a serious art-filled movie, which I did watch a movie last night that was it was on the Criterion Collection. It was a 3.5-hour French movie where the lady did nothing. I was just watching her cook and clean and shit and just taking care of her kid.
Oh, wait, you finally watched that movie?
I watched it when we were done talking last night. And I'm like, I know this isn't a horror movie, but I just wanted to say that I watched a 3.5-hour movie, and the whole time I was thinking, this movie is as long as Lord of the Rings. And I'm watching, because like the whole point of it is it's over 3 days, and
yeah,
she's like her schedule kind of gets fucked up as it goes on, and so at the very end she kind of loses it and kills a guy. But it takes 3.5 hours to get to that point. And
some art.
Like, I don't know. I was kind of hypnotized by it at the same time, too. I'm like, all right.
Isn't that what the review said?
Yeah, I was like, all right, where is this going to go? Because people were saying, and it's kind of fucked up at the end. Like, okay. Let's see it. Oh, you meant the very end. Fuck you. Because it kind of felt like a ASMR kind of thing, even though I don't like ASMR, but like it kind of felt, it was like comforting in a way, like, oh, I'm just watching someone just cook and clean or whatever, like, oh, you know, like this isn't very stressful to watch, this is fine. And then yeah, I just watch that. Watch that instead of this. I don't remember what the movie is called.
I finally watched the first Alien. I like the... This is just the after show, guys. I finally watched Alien. Because I haven't seen Alien.
Watch Alien instead of The Retreat.
And I told Justin this immediately after watching it. The most impractical thing to me in that movie is the fact that the cat makes zero noise inside the carrier.
Yeah.
Like at the end of the movie.
Mowgli would always scream and poop in it every time we put him in.
Yeah. Every cat I've ever known screams in those things.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, there is a chance that since the cat knew that the xenomorph was a predator. Wait. That makes sense. Just go with it.
I love that. Wait a minute, actually, fucking brilliant. 5 stars.
They gained that last star.
Got it.
Realistic. Never mind.
Never mind.
Ridley Scott, you've done it again.
God damn it. He's a good space cat boy.
I can't believe it took you this long to watch Alien.
Yeah.
Now watch Aliens.
I probably will.
You should.
I'll go through them all.
Yeah. Well, yeah, sure. They're not all good, but sure. Go for it.
Listen,
Knock them dead.
I saw Prometheus when it was in theaters, not knowing that it was an alien movie.
My friend Adam did the same thing. He was like,
wait,
it's a prequel to Alien? I'm like,
to Alien?
Did you know nothing about this movie? No, I just thought it was cool. What?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
How did you miss this?
Yeah.
See, like, at that point, it's like, did you not watch the trailers?
Did you not see anybody talking about it? It was very hyped up. Like, people were like, it's a prequel.
That's why I wanted to see it. People were like, oh, this is so cool. But here's the thing. No one said anything, at least in my circle of the universe, that was like, yeah, it's a prequel to Alien. That was never fucking mentioned. I just saw, like, cool space shit. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna watch that movie.
I blew his mind when I told him that they were connected, and then we watched Alien, and he's like, oh my god, and then there's the thing there, and he fucking loved Alien, and we ended up watching all of them, but yeah, that made me feel... Yeah, so... Don't watch The Retreat. Watch Alien. If you've already seen Alien, watch Aliens. If you've already seen Aliens, Alien 3
Honestly,
is
watch anything.
Fine. Just Just watch anything. Watch that 3.5 hour French movie. You heard it here first, guys. It's called like Jean something. There's a bunch of numbers in it and shit.
Hold on, I can look.
3.5 hours.
Danny can find it and you're welcome. Correctly for us.
Three and a half hour French movie.
I hope you guys like the sidetracked episode.
Yeah.
We at least remembered what the movie was about.
Bonus content.
Bonus content.
Maybe that's a thing. Maybe we should give a little bit of bonus.
I was telling Danny that we should do, like when we get the Patreon set up, we have a Patreon podcast.
Yeah.
Where it doesn't have to necessarily be all three of us. It can, we can kind of just like do it or whatever. Yeah. Just so that there's an incentive, but we haven't gotten the Patreon set up yet. Because Danny doesn't want to do it.
It's not that I don't want to do it. Do you know how much shit I do?
Anyway, should we wrap up this episode since it's been 50 minutes? This is probably one of our longer episodes.
Yeah, we should.
Sorry.
Don't watch. Okay, we all said the retreat sucked. Fuck off. Bye. Oh wait, are we finding the movie?
I think
the French movie.
I can find it real quick. I rated it on my letterbox.
Whatever. I'll find it later. Anyways, I guess, I don't know, get the fuck out.
Fuck off, bye.
Follow us on stuff.
Follow us, bye. Whatever.